Senators amended House Bill 954 to include a clause that exempts abortions performed when a pregnancy is diagnosed as medically futile. That means conditions where the unborn has a congenital or chromosomal abnormality, which the bill defines as incompatible with life. Janelle Yamrick is the Community Education and Advocacy Director for the Feminist Women's Health Center.
So this is conditions like anencephaly with babies born with no brains, Potter syndrome, which is born with no kidneys. So it's known that the baby upon birth or close to birth would either die soon after or be born soon dead.
Yamrick, who is not a doctor, admits it's not easy crafting legislation for such a complicated issue. The bottom line, according to Yamrick, is that the bill would take away from women the right to make their own decisions.
That's the thing we hear from whether somebody identifies as being pro-choice or pro-life, is that they want those decisions to remain in the family along with their medical doctor and their religious advisor.
Some Republican lawmakers joined Democrats to amend the bill, which also protects doctors from civil lawsuits. With only 2 legislative days left in the session, the amendments to the fetal pain bill could seemingly force its sponsors to make one of 2 choices: either approve the Senate's version and send the bill to Governor Nathan Deal, or once again abandon another attempt to toughen abortion legislation. Rose Scott, WABE News.